Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'll be on the farm in Illinois later in the week. We haven't harvested any corn or beans yet, but it's time to get started. When I look out over our fields, I can't help but think about the roller coaster ride it has been over the years. Prices up, then down, surplus, then a shortage. Here's a headline in the Wall Street Journal, November 28th, 1980. That's almost 40 years ago. And it says, big income prices loom as world demands more food. The experts then were afraid that we wouldn't be able to feed the people in future yields. But look what happened. With all the new technology, we have a global surplus. Prices are down because we have too much food. I don't expect the world to run short of food. If the market economy raises prices, we'll find a way to produce more. Okay, now with the time left today, I want to talk about bioengineered salmon. GE salmon should be coming to the market soon. It has taken 20 years for Aqua Bounty, a small company, to put its GE salmon on the market. The Food and Drug Administration ruled in 2015 that the fish is safe to eat, and there is no nutritional differences between GE and conventional salmon. GE salmon is able to grow twice as fast, consumes less food than Atlantic salmon. 90% of salmon consumed in the United States is imported. We need some farm-raised GE salmon. And after the FDA ruled GE salmon to be safe, it took Aqua Bounty 3 years to get labeling approval. Alaskan Senator Murkowski would like to force more delay. She says GE salmon is an unhealthy frankenfood. Well, I think the members of Congress should respect the findings of the FDA. Canada has already approved GE salmon, but we can't get our act together. I guess I'm not surprised the Congress can't get anything done. And I am John Block from Washington, and next week I'll be on the farm.